The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We are still in that season, brothers and sisters, of manifestation and of reaping and sowing. We've been saying it for weeks and weeks and weeks, but it's very important that we cling to the instructions that God has given us because He is moving so quickly and so mightily at this time. So this week, we're going to be focusing on a word that Pastor Chris shared actually back in April about focusing on the heavenly realm. And the reason why we're going back to this message is because it's very applicable and it's very relevant to today. Because one of the big things that holds us back from receiving the things that God has for us is when God tells us to do something, when God says that He has something for us, we look at it according to the world's way of doing things. We look at it according to our own understanding. And because of that, we miss what God has for us. Because the things that God has for us are birthed in the spiritual realm. And so because of that, they come by through spiritual understanding. They do not follow the pattern of the world. And so because of that, with everything that God is giving us, we have to take it and obey it, focusing on the spiritual realm, focusing on the will of God, focusing on the heart of our Father. So with that in mind, let's tune in, let's focus in on what Pastor Chris has to say as we revisit her message about the heavenly realm.
In Ephesians chapter 1, starting with verse 3 all the way to verse 14. This is who we are. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It means to say Father God, right? Who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessings in Christ. Keep in mind that those blessings that came from God are heavenly realms. They are not the earth realms. They're not the worldliness, but they came from heaven and they will produce blessings, all kinds of spiritual blessings from the heavenly realms, not the world's realms, not your education realms, not your mindset realms, but heavenly realms. Okay? So they're not of this world. Okay. Who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessings in Christ. That's where we are doing something wrong with all those desires that God already promised us, that they are in accordance with the scriptures, that they are not manifesting, they're getting postponed, or they're getting compromised because we're dealing with them in the world realm instead of heavenly realm. You need to be in the kingdom of God, in the heavenly realm, in the spiritual realm, in Christ Jesus, meaning through the leading of the Holy Spirit, in order for those to come down. Whether it's personal stuff, whether it's material, whether it's healing, whether it's deliverance, whether it's salvation, it has to be heavenly realms. You know, I kept on saying that a lot of times when we go to visit our family members, I consider them as mission trip. So after the December 31st conference, we went to Arizona, and soon enough, I have to really force and confront the issues in those times. And I left there, which is like, I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to be stopped. I took authority over my family. And I found out today that my family members, especially the family members that I confronted, two of them. Now they're both going to the church. They're both praying to Jesus. If I did not confront it, they're still as heathen as hell. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, you said hell. It's in the scripture. Are you getting this? So if I did not confront that, if I did not stand my ground, because we talk ourselves into confronting our issues, it's none of my business. Oh, they're up their age. They're already matured. Oh, I don't want to lose them. You're going to lose them to Satan if you're not going to stand your ground. But I did. But after that, I told Satan, you are not permitted to touch them, to destroy them, to kill them. They're under my authority. And look at the result. But if I was saying, oh, can you pray? Let me have some handkerchief here and I'm going to bless them or spit on them and tuck it a love offering and give it to your spouses or your children for their healing and deliverance. How many of you have been collecting oil from other ministries and your family members are still the same or you're still the same? How many? Huh? Why? Because it's in the worldly realms that are being spiritualized instead of a blessing that are from heavenly realms. Hello? For example, the prophecy that Bonnie and Mike gave us is find yourself a house, write what you want from the Father, and within 3 months, you're going to get your house, right? Oh, thank God, hallelujah. And we're looking, but either I'll find some faults in them or Sasso will find some fault in them. And I was getting frustrated. With me, I said, within 3 months, I'm going to get it. Because what? It's thus saith the Lord. It's from heavenly realms. And if I'm going to grab hold of it and never let go, it's the reputation of God that is at stake. So within 3 months, we found and closed that house. Mike wants a white rock. I want a deck with built-in benches, and I want a setback so that I can see who's coming. Well, the Lord added the bonus. He added a gate. I don't have to look. All I need to do is to close that gate. Are you getting this? But within 3 months, we found the house. We got everything else. No ceremonies, no nothing. Are you getting this? Because sometimes with us, I already said, there had to be no divas nor devos allowed in here. You want God to do everything for you. Are you getting this? God is going to show it to me. Well, if you're not moving, how are you going to find it? Are you getting this? With me, I pray in tongues. I did my homework, I pray in tongues. Yes, Mike put what he wants in writing, put mine in writing, and I start looking. I would not let go. Because if God tells you, get your house, find your house, how many times did God already told you that? I know what you're going to say. Well, I don't know. God has to pay for it. As if God said, oh, excuse me, I forgot. Are you getting this? Don't you think that if one of my children would say, okay, Joshua, oh, James, I'm going to use James because James loves car, anything that has engine. If I'll tell James, go find a sports car that you want, and I'm going to buy you one. If James would say, well, it's just like, I'm going to start looking as soon as mother gives me a gas card or give me money for the insurance. And here I am, I'm waiting. So it's a standstill. And that is what's happening all of us in every areas of our life. But if James would just, oh my gosh, it's just like, what do you want? What do you think, mom? And said, what color? What do you think? What kind of car would I want? What do you think? And he wants to engage me with it. Would you go with me? And then said, like, what about this? What about that? And he would not do anything or he would not pick his car without asking me first. And he was just so excited. Don't you think that will warm my heart? Delight yourself in the Lord and he will grant you the desires of your heart. If God will tell you a promise and you're so excited, I have not forgotten. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be packed. And I started so excited about it. How am I going to decorate it? And all of those things. Do you think that God will not be pleased? That's why some of us continue to get blessed, and some of us is just right there. And since you made all the decisions without even asking God, then God will say, okay, they don't need me, so they can do it by themselves. And that's what happened. When we get into trouble, well, God told me to do this and God told me to do that, but you did not engage him. You did not follow the instruction. You did not ask for a follow-up. Are you getting this? Everything that God promised, if you receive it from heavenly realms, then you're going to include him, you're going to apply the word, and you know it is impossible to please God without faith. And faith only works by love, right? Okay. Ephesians chapter 1, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Before the creation of the world, he already said, okay, Mary, Nicole, Drew will be holy and blameless before me. And I'm going to do everything in my power that they will be holy and blameless. And how much power does God have? All. Okay. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will. I'm reading from NIV. To the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. God loves you. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. What did he lavish on us? Wisdom and what? Understanding. So instead of quoting Proverbs, in all you're getting, get understanding, just thank God and say, you lavished me with all wisdom and understanding. I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for understanding about this situation. Instead of getting and getting, he lavished on us. Once you're born again, it is already in there, made available for us. Isn't that amazing? You don't need to receive it. You got it. So use it. And he made known to us the mystery of his will. So there is no, oh, we'll never know the will of God. It's mystery. Who's a liar? You are God. He already said he made known to us the mystery of his will. So you don't say, I don't know what the will of God in my life. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Don't say that anymore. Then if somebody call you dummy, then you will be offended. Well, you just said it. I don't know. So I said, like, Lord, I hear your voice. I thank you that this is not a mystery for me, because you have made it known. You will make it known to me. To be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, Christ Jesus. What is that? Heaven and earth are under the lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in every sector of society, we have to implement the principles of the kingdom of God through and in Christ Jesus. Okay? In him, we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything, say everything, in every areas of my life, right? With the purpose of his will, in order. Why? Why does God want that? In order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. All he wants is glory. We got to keep the goods. That's how generous he is. And you were also included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Did he say, when you look at the facts? No. When you heard the truth, right? The gospel of your salvation, having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Now we understand Revelation 9:4, right? They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. Those that are not filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, Ephesians said that the seal of God is the Holy Spirit. Am I correct? Okay. So why are you afraid of tribulation? Are you not spirit-filled? Well, you have the seal of God. He told the angels, don't harm them. Right? On their foreheads. What do they mean? Because those that are led by the Holy Spirit, they have now the mind of Christ. Right? Okay. So our seal is the Holy Spirit. Right? The Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory. Okay. So key points, who we are. We are blessed in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Always include Christ, right? Just keep in mind the blessings are in heavenly realms. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? Okay. Now when we pray that prayer, it's also talking about every area of our life, right? He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. Amazing, right? And this is also in Colossians chapter 1, verse 10 through 15. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way. Say every way. Bearing fruit in every good work. Growing in the knowledge of God. Being strengthened, right? Number three, He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ, right? So we are sons of God. Those that are led by the Holy Spirit are the sons of God. So there are no male or female in the kingdom of God. We are spiritual being in a body, right? Okay. We were marked for God with the seal of the Holy Spirit. Those are some of the key points. So once you review that and once you talk to God about all the things that you've been doing that are on the earthly realms, no matter how you spiritualize them by the Christ, God is not going to grant you a waiver. Even if it manifests, then there will be sorrow to it. But if it is with God, and says like all the challenges that you're going to face, they will pass. And if not, if the will or decision of others are involved, God will intervene on your behalf. So don't you be afraid. You need to see your spouses and your loved ones saved. But don't give any excuses or don't support it. You have to confront it. Once you are confronted with the situation, you say, that is wrong. Are you getting this? Well, let me introduce you to my family so that you can minister to them. Why don't you pray for them and ask God? You know, God gave you them. You can take care of them. You know how to handle them. Don't try to pretend, I don't know. I need wisdom. Lord, give me wisdom. You said, we don't have because we didn't ask. And said, He lavished us. We didn't even ask. We already have it. Are you getting this? Okay, so get on with the promises of God and the desires of your heart on the other one and ask the Holy Spirit, which is my priority? On the ones that He already instructed you, gave you instruction, gave you confirmation, don't touch those again and obey the instruction. And ask God for forgiveness for your unbelief. Well, I believed. Then for your rebellion and disobedience. Hello? I don't want you to miss anything because it's already here. It's already here. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't want you to miss anything. I'd rather that you get upset with me now and say, like, what else is new? Right? I am so glad my ministry is not running for a popularity contest. I would not even have qualified. Are you getting this? But my life is exciting and it's about ready. The second phase is about ready to get more interesting as far as I'm concerned. Right? So it's just like, oh, I'm going with you. And it's like, no. If you're boring, if you don't have any exciting things happening in your life, stay away from me. You sinner. We're supposed to have exciting life. Right? So we can walk on water today and tomorrow we're going to tell the same water. I said, hey, water my plants. Are you getting this? The heavenly realms are here. So please throw away all your garbage, your stinking thinking, your old habits, even from this morning. And always do the right thing. Have a pure heart. Always consider what? Jesus' heart. Instead of, okay, it's from God, let's go. Who cares? No. Father, I want them to be where I'm at. God loves that because it's a character of Jesus. He already been a savior, but he knew the Father and said, no. I am your only begotten son. I will be the firstborn of the many brethren. So adopt them. Because Father, may they know that you love them as much as you love me. That scripture changed my life. I said, like, what? I cried for 3 days. I wish I'd known. And then the Lord put me to a sleep, long, long sleep, and showed me ever since I can remember, 5 years old, on how he was already loving me and protecting me. And I said, like, oh, wow. That is a lot of love. Are you getting this?
Okay, so there you have it. So we have to focus on that love that God has for us. And we have to focus on the will of God. Because the thing is that if God said that he's going to manifest it, if God said he's going to do something, then that means he's willing to do it and he's able to do it. So if God has spoken something over your life, you have to take it as the truth in your life. Do you have to take it at face value? Say to yourself that God has said this, therefore I know it's going to happen. And we have to not look at it, the world's way of doing things. We have to not try and comprehend it according to our own understanding, but we just need to focus on the will of God. Whatever direction God is leading you in, it is for your betterment and for the betterment of his people. Amen. Understand, God wants to bless us. He wants to unleash the blessings of the heavens, of the heavenly realms, onto our lives so that we would be blessed and we can bless his people. But he's not going to do it if we continue to act according to the system of the world and according to our own understanding, because he cares about us too much. So he's not going to give us anything if we have not become prepared for it, if we have not matured ourselves for it. So we need to listen to what God is saying over our lives. We need to follow God in the instructions that he's leading us into the direction that he's leading us into, even when we don't understand it, even when we don't like it. We need to keep in mind that God has our best interest at heart because he loves us, even when it doesn't make sense to us. We have to focus on the nature of our loving God because we know that he will always do what he can to make sure that we are blessed if we follow him. But he can't do it unless we do it according to his ways of doing things, according to the heavenly realm. So that's what we need to focus on. So we're about out of time for this week, but before we go, I want to urge you a quick reminder to visit our website, www.sogmi.org. That's where you can look up previous broadcasts of this radio show. You can also find where we go to service at 8419 Callahan Road. And we meet Sunday mornings starting at 10:30, and we meet every Sunday evening starting at 7. Same with Wednesday. We have a Wednesday service starting at 7 every week. So visit us and go online and look up those previous broadcasts because you can download them to your phone. You can listen through them to gain more revelation that God has given us so that we can share it with you. So, again, we're about out of time for this week, but until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.